The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. 2024 Republican campaign activity heating up in Iowa, the leadoff caucus state.
The two Republicans leading the early presidential polls already have their sights on Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is not yet a formal candidate, made his first visit to the state on Friday. He's a top-tier presidential prospect viewed as a rival to Donald Trump. On Monday, the former president pays a visit to Iowa for the first time since announcing his re-election bid. Several other GOP presidential hopefuls have also made early stops in Iowa. Greg Clugston reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the federal government will not bail out Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed Friday. The FDIC insures deposits up to $250,000, but a lot of people in that bank had more in there. Now it's gone. This is SRN News.
Sideline Sanity with Michelle Tafoya.
Paul Allen, PA on the mic.
And there's LeBron James. He didn't just like write, wow, or nice job. He wrote my name. And I was just flabbergasted and touched. It kind of put it all into perspective for me. Maybe that there are more opportunities given by God to share the gospel.
Streaming on Apple Podcasts and SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 1280 The Patriot's Business Benefactor Program is back next week. For 1 week only, you'll have the opportunity to make a donation to a local charity and get 40 radio ads for your business as our thank you.
Keep listening for details on our Business Benefactor Program.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Whether you're preparing for a typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
This is Dennis Prager from Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center. As you know, I prefer clarity to agreement. Being able to understand math is often key to achieving clarity. But with 6 out of 10 high schoolers not being proficient at math, students could be at a great disadvantage. Mathnasium helps students reach their potential to understand and even enjoy math, whether they're starting out far behind or already doing well. Using a customized one-on-one approach, Mathnasium educates and inspires students, helping them develop number sense. math fluency, and confidence that equips them for success in school and for the rest of their lives. Mathnasium also provides homework help so students can better understand and finish it successfully on their own, freeing you up to focus on other aspects of parenting. Give your child a life-changing math learning experience. Contact one of the Mathnasium centers listed on the Patriots advertiser page at am1280thepatriot.com and receive $50 off your enrollment. Mathnasium, changing lives through math.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning, we're going to continue talking with this year's inductees into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame. This morning's guest earned her private pilot's license in 1965 and went on to acquire an instrument commercial instructor, both single-engine and multi-engine seaplane ratings, ATP, balloon, glider, helicopter, and other ratings. On top of all this, she is a designated pilot examiner, and she taught in the Robbinsdale school system. Joining us now is Barbara Mack, and Barb, welcome to the World of Aviation.
Well, thank you, Al, for having me on your program, and good morning to all.
Have you always been a take the bull by the horns and run with it?
I guess I've been told that, Al, yes.
And I ask that because on top of all your ratings, which is not an easy thing to do, somehow you found the time to get your bachelor's degree and your master's. And you taught at the Robbinsdale school system. What did you teach? What subject?
I was in business education, and years back, I guess I went to St. Cloud State at that time, it was called, and I majored in business administration, and my plans were to get an education degree at that time, but I got a BA in business administration, and it was there that I discovered that they had a social group that was an aerobatic club. And I joined the aerobatic club and found out, there's active flying that going out at the airport, which was the old airport at that time. And that's how I got involved in flying. I started flying lessons there while I finished my degree at St. Cloud. And when I graduated, I got my private license, and there women in management back in 1965, excuse me, probably wasn't really, really available. So I went on to get a master's in teaching at that time. Mm. And then I got my job in Robbinsdale School District, teaching business education.
Now, what is more difficult, being a CFI, either a one or a two, or teaching at whatever high school, elementary, high school, middle school, junior high? What's more difficult?
Well, I was a high school teacher, and I enjoyed teaching. We had a variety of classes, and you were always kept busy with lesson plans and knowing your kids. And I can't say one was more difficult than the other. They were enjoyable. If you like teaching, it just sort of comes natural. And as flight instruction, it was a different type of teaching because the students were one-on-one, which I did enjoy.
Yeah.
In a classroom, you had 25.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. And I've said this many, many times over the years. with the difficulties that we're seeing in recent times in schools, in the classroom, with unruly behavior, for one. I've said, you know, I think I would get together a panel of my former teachers like Donald Buckman, Hazel Jungles, Joan Olson, and I would ask them, what should we do to straighten this out? And you would be included in that panel. Any answers to that question? Or is an hour not enough time to deal with it?
No, it's difficult to say, but, you know, when I was teaching, it really was a minor problem. Most of the students you found on your National Honor Society, and they graduated, went on, and made success of themselves, whether it was through a vocation or through continuing college. So in aviation, you find the students who are motivated to be there. And in high school, the students are required to be there. Right. So I think that makes a big, big difference.
And when I was an older individual, when going back to college, it's exactly what you said. You know, when you're in your 30s, you want to be there. Versus the 18-year-old who feels like he has to be there. And there is a difference in that motivation as to how well you are going to do. Let's get back to aviation. One of the things that you were known for, flying your Citabria, is dressing up as Granny, and you had a hilarious performance at air shows, and people loved it. How did you come up with the idea to be Granny?
Oh, man, this goes back a ways, Al. It was a summer of fun for me. It was after I was flight instructing, and in between there, and we can go back to that later, but I was part of a aerobatic club that formed at Crystal called Cloud Dancers. And through that, I met an individual who had his own single place pits, and he was involved in air shows. And one summer, he had asked if I would transfer or help fly his. He also had a Citabria that was 150 horse that he needed to get to the air show that he was flying his pits to. And his wife would drive the trailer because they camped out at the air show as well. And what he did is he would land the Citabria on the pickup, like you've seen before. This was done by different people. And I volunteered. I said, sure, I'll fly the champ around for you. So while we started this venture out, we came up with the idea, rather than my sitting around for the weekend we're there, why don't we get me involved with this Granny act? And you've seen men during that time dress up as women, and here I am now. And his champ was non-electric. So I went to the drama department at the high school where I taught, and they found me an old Granny skirt and a top and a shawl, and there I am at the air show. I found a can of, believe it or not, gray hairspray, because I had to be a Granny. I don't have to work at that too hard today. And so I sprayed my hair gray, and I'd be in the crowd, and the announcer would say, well, Mr. Nelson's looking for someone who wants to take a ride today in his Citabria. And I'd come hobbling out with my cane, and he'd come over and he'd help me get in the back seat of the plane. But he had to go to the front of it to prop it. And once it started, that's when I took off with his airplane. And we also rigged up a clothesline that would fit in the back seat. And on there, we hung some real obnoxious blue jeans and a shirt probably a pair of big bloomers or something. Believe it or not, it trailed very nicely. So after I took off, I'd just go find some low-lying area that I'd lower that clothesline out, and I'd come back flying low across the runway, and the announcer would say, well, I guess she got a little too low. I mean, look what she picked up. And that was kind of it. I just pulled up then and came around and pulled the clothesline back in and made a normal landing. But that's how I got involved in it.
To a standing ovation, I might add. It was definitely a fan favorite. You know, the first time that I saw that performance, I believe, was on the early days of YouTube. I saw a video of it, and I was laughing so hard. It was a great bit to have, and it was fun, and the audience absolutely loved it, truly did.
And, you know, you learn from some things like that, because the farthest west we had gone was Sheridan, Wyoming, and now here we are flying in our environment. Well, we had a little elevation out there, and when I lower that clothesline, even though that champ was 150 horse, I could feel it was nudging on the edge of a stall just because of the density altitude out there.
Yeah.
It's summer, it's hot. I made my one pass through the crowd, and I thought there won't be a second one. I lowered that nose, and I got that clothesline back in and turned around and landed. So
you do notice the difference. Barb, we're going to take a break. We're speaking with Barbara Mack, and she'll be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame on April 1st. The banquet is going to be held at the Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center. And I believe there are still some tickets available if you want to jump on their website at mahof.org. You can get your tickets, and it's going to be another great night. I'm looking so forward to it. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, with two locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you've ever thought about becoming an airline pilot, now is the time to jump into this exciting industry. At Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. The Bachelor of Commercial Aviation program prepares you for a position with the airlines, as well as private and corporate companies. Academy College offers flexible and convenient scheduling. Flight training is conducted through Thunderbird Aviation, which has two convenient locations. Academy College offers an RATP-approved program conducted under CFR 141 regulations, which allows a pilot to be hired with 1,000 hours with a bachelor's degree or 1,250 hours with your associate's degree versus the 1,500 hours normally required. That saves you time and money without compromising the high standards set. With their connections with several airlines, Academy College will help you bridge your degree to a career as a commercial pilot. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 3rd.
You've heard of Heritage Christian Academy, but why do parents rave about this school, using words like amazing, excellent, experienced, blessed? Discover for yourself at the Prospective Family Info Night on Tuesday, March 14th at 7. Tour the pre-K through 12 campus, from classrooms to the sports fields. Visit with staff and leadership to answer questions and experience your students' day. Come find out why. Heritage Christian Academy on March 14th. RSVP today at admissions at myhca.org.
Robbinsdale Women's Center needs your help. Hi, it's Peggy, RWC's executive director. Each week, an average of 5 women who were initially at risk for abortion instead choose life. Unlike some clinics that offer only one choice, Robbinsdale Women's Center provides accurate information on all options so women can make fully informed decisions. RWC is debt-free and funded by donors like you. Empowering one woman today saves their baby tomorrow. RWCinfo.org.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed flight release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how pivotal the role of a flight dispatcher is. Being a flight dispatcher is an incredible career, and Academy College in Bloomington offers an FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive 10-week course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems and performance, and so much more. The dispatcher course at Academy College will help you excel in this field. This FAA-approved course is recognized by all the airlines across the country. Class size is limited for a healthy student-to-instructor ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Barbara Mack, and Barb started flying. She got her license in 1965. Let's go before that. Did you have a certain individual that had an influence on you about learning how to fly, or did you just suddenly go, gee, I'd like to go take one of those discovery flights? How did it come about?
Well, it wasn't a discovery flight, Al. As I mentioned before, I went to college for education, and little did I think I'd ever end up being an examiner, but I will tell you how that happened. And prior to that, my family lived on a farm, southwestern Minnesota, and I would watch Sky King, if you remember his
name. Oh, yeah.
Saturday morning.
And his daughter, Penny.
And his daughter, Penny, and his plane, Songbird. Yeah. And he had that T-50 Bobcat, which was the bamboo bomber is what it was called. Mm. And my mother was not happy because I was supposed to be cleaning the living room and vacuuming, but I was watching TV, right? And I didn't think much of it, except that I really enjoyed that program. And my father did not fly at that time, but he did have flying magazines that came into the house. Huh. And I'd look through those. But then I went on to college and didn't think anything of it till I joined this club. And then once I was a teacher, I bought my own airplane. It was a 1978 Archer, brand new. I'm not sure I'd do that again today, brand new, but we did. And that's where I finished up my flight instructor, and then I got a job out at Crystal Airport flight instructing.
Now, let's back up. With that first flight, was it a friend that was in the club? What kind of plane did you go up with? Did the person let you take the controls? Tell us about that first time that you went up. What was going through your mind?
Well, it's probably not the first time as much as the solo flight that was memorable.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a Cessna 172. The club was owned by Wright Aero, and they had two 172s and a Musketeer. And actually, my instructor, Vern Reller, was just an extremely knowledgeable person and talented, and he was building his own airplane at the same time. And the hours required were the same as they are today, where you needed a minimum of 40 hours. But you needed 20 hours dual and 20 hours solo. Today they changed that to 10 hours solo. Mm-hmm. But the noticeable thing when I went solo is how quick I was off the runway without the extra person in there.
Yes, yes.
Now I'm airborne, and I thought, wow, this is something else. It's up to me to bring this around and get it back on the ground again. And it all went uneventful because that's what you plan for. It's learning from simple to complex, and that's how you handle your students when you're doing your own flight instruction.
You know, I've read so many times over the years where an individual would say, you know, and the instructor says, pull it over, and gets out and says, well, you're on your own. And the reaction is, are you sure? You know, you sound like you didn't say, are you sure you knew that you were ready to do this? Am I right?
That's correct, because you don't want to be there on the ground saying, oh, my gosh, what did I do? So, you're sure.
Yeah, you are sure. And
sometimes I stopped telling them ahead of time because they didn't feel sure and would cancel that flight.
Really?
So I was more spontaneous of making sure they were ready and let them go do it.
You know, I knew going in that I was going to be soloing that day, or at least I thought I did. But I was so stoked up to do this that if I hadn't that particular day, I would have been so disappointed. It was just, and like you said, it's a day that you never forget. No pilot ever forgets that solo that first time.
Nope, you don't. And I think most people remember their exams as well.
Yeah.
Because it's just one person who you're dealing with.
You know, and when you're talking about the written exam, I don't think I've ever been more prepared for any test than I was for that. Through all the years of schooling, I don't ever recall being more prepared than I was for that particular test. And once again, it's that drive. You want it so bad that you're going to do everything to get that.
That's correct. You do.
As an examiner, and as examiners to me are very unique individuals. You got to be very patient. You have to be very knowledgeable, and you have to be able to take control of the plane if you have to. And that all comes from being an instructor. But any idea over all the years that you've been an examiner of students who did not pass that private pilot's exam?
I guess most of them have had good experiences, Al, but when you talk about being an instructor, and yes, I can recall, as you mentioned, one particular one, but you're prepared for it because years back, when I first became an instructor, I just really didn't want to be hovering over the controls or on the controls when the student was learning.
Yeah.
I wanted them to be able to take it up and do it themselves. And I'd be there in case something happened. So for that reason, at Crystal Airport, they were starting a charter club for the International Aerobatic Club. And we called ourselves the Cloud Dancer. And I, through that, got a reference for an individual who was a U.S. International Championship winner, and John Morrissey. And I went for a 10-hour aerobatic instruction with him, which would prepare you for the competition part for beginners. But that was the best thing I've ever done for myself as an instructor, because you learn to handle that airplane in many different attitudes. And back to your question about a student who didn't make it, I was out asking for a power off stall. And in the stall, the student got uncoordinated, came in with power at the wrong time, and the next thing I know, we're in a spin. And I said, I've got it. I mean, you're just there. And then recovered. And obviously, as examiners, we're supposed to tell them that they did not successfully complete that maneuver, and it's their choice if they wanted to continue or not. And this student said, nope, he wanted to go back. He was going to think about it. So, and he did come back later. He went back for further training and then did pass. So, yes, it's a learning experience. And I've had students that have come back and thanked me for the opportunity to go back and get further instruction, which I found unusual. But see, it's an attitude that they're approaching it with. And as examiners,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
As flight instructors or examiners, we have safety in our mind all the time.
Sure.
So is this person safe? Are they approaching it with a good attitude? So I was part of an accident prevention program in when I was an instructor, and that later became the FAA safety program that we currently have today.
We're going to take a break, Barb. Barbara Mack is our guest. She'll be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame on April 1st. Again, it's going to be held at the Mystic Lake Convention Center, Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center on April 1st. You can go to the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame website, and you can get tickets there. And it's always a fun night. I look forward to it every single year. It is just a riot. It is so much fun. Barbara Mack, our guest, will take a break. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is Al Malmberg. Scenic flights are a delightful way to experience the beauty of the Twin Cities area. Book a scenic flight from Thunderbird Aviation. You'll see stunning views day or night as you fly over the Twin Cities. Go over beautiful Lake Minnetonka, cruise over the state capitol, and circle over downtown Minneapolis. You can even experience an evening flight and see the lights of the Twin Cities. You can even fly over your home, but don't forget your camera. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. To earn your pilot's license, you need to get through the written FAA exam. To pass, you need a solid classroom ground school to learn about weight and balance, radio communications, the principles of aerodynamics, and so much more. Thunderbird Aviation offers three different ground schools that will assure your success on the exam. There is still time to enroll in the private class that starts March 20th. Classes are held on Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Flying Cloud Airport location. For more information, visit their website at ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted each year. Help police by not escalating. Address any complaints after the encounter. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. Learn more at nationalpolice.org.
This is Al Malmberg. If you have children between the ages of 10 and 15, this could be for them. Every summer, Thunderbird Aviation hosts the Young Flyers Camp. It's 4 days a week for young, aspiring aviators. These camps are held at both Thunderbird locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and the Crystal Airport, in June, July, and August. This four-day course gives young flyers the opportunity to explore aviation in depth, along with 2 hours of flight time with an instructor. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. Earn as you learn when you enroll in the Apprentice Support Program at Academy College. There's an immediate need for aircraft maintenance technicians. Academy uses the proven approach of learning through on-the-job training, coupled with an educational element to prepare you to become a certified aviation mechanic in 30 months. Academy College offers support for those looking to hire an apprentice or to become an apprentice. The next open house is March 15th. For more information, call Academy College at 952-851-0066. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Barbara Mack is our guest. She'll be inducted April 1st into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame. Barbara, you were talking about as a flight examiner, you were doing a check ride for a private pilot license with a student, and he got into a spin. My question is, why do they not teach spin recovery anymore when you are being instructed?
I don't know, Al. I wish it were part of the program. Years back in 1965, I had another instructor who it wasn't required at that time, but it was in the curriculum prior to that. And he took me out in a tri-pacer and said, we're going to spin this so you know what spins are all about. And I'm so grateful that he did that. And I wish we did have training for students today that would cover that. Now, there's programs after you receive certificates that upset training that will go into that. But it's not part of the required curriculum.
I'm just wondering, and I could be totally wrong, I'm just wondering if it isn't because there were aircraft that were being used to teach this that were not aerobatically designed, and that there was a danger in doing this. Could that be the case? I don't have an answer for that. I'm just throwing that out on the table.
Oh, I don't think it would probably. They're not. It's more fun to spin something like the Citabria, which is tandem, sitting front and back, than it is to spin a 172 or a 150 where you're sitting side by side. But they're all designed that unless in the POH it says no spins are approved, they are certified to do that. But I think we're also there's so much that has to be taught that if it's not a requirement, they just don't do it anymore.
You were awarded the very distinguished honor of the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award. That's given by the FAA. You got that in 2017 for 50 plus years of safe flying. Were you proud of that, or were you shocked that you'd been flying for 50 years?
I was probably more shocked that I was flying more than 50 years at that time, Al. But no, as I mentioned earlier, as instructors, we have safety just in everything we do, in teaching students. When you're doing the flight for an airplane, you want to be sure they know what they're looking for, because there is a day you won't be with them, and you want them to know how it's done properly. And the same with all the maneuvers that they learn. It's all done with safety in mind, and hopefully that just carries through their flying career as well.
Have you ever run across an instructor who does not have safety foremost in their minds? Or am I just lucky the instructors that I had over the years, that was always number one on the list? Have you ever run across an instructor that isn't that way?
No, I really can't say that I do, because there's always more ways that can be taught, you know, to accomplish the same goal, and there's different methods of doing it. But there probably are, and hopefully they're rare, that you don't have a lot of them. And most people are very conscientious, because it's not like taking a car and pulling off to the side of the road. Once you're airborne, you're having to get it back down. We haven't left one up there yet, Al.
So, Barbara, you've flown all kinds of different aircraft. In fact, you were flying as a commercial pilot, corporate jets. You flew for the Copper Sales Company at a Holman Field, and Modern Tool Company at the Crystal Airport. Did you ever think about hooking on with any of the airlines?
No, because the airlines had an age requirement at that time, and it probably wasn't known or emphasized as much. I believe it was something like 35, and I was well beyond the 35 range when I was doing that. I was busy teaching high school and flight instructing. So, my first type rating was in a Citation jet that I flew out of Anoka. And that was an experience because you ended up going down to flight safety, and boy, they use the phrase of taking a drink out of a fire hose. You are busy the 2 weeks that you're down there, and you could get scheduled for a sim from 4 to 8 in the morning. And I think they got you used to getting up at 2 o'clock to get ready for a flight that's leaving at 6 or something like that. But you get through it. You just, it's like everything else. You just piecemeal it out, and at the end, it all comes together. And you walk out of there feeling really good. You pass the type rating.
Speaking of high school. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, I was going to. Go ahead. Please continue. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that just led to getting typed in a Citation III and later the Sabreliner that I flew for Copper Sails.
Fun. I was going to ask, when you were teaching high school, did any of the students know that you were doing aerobatic shows as Granny?
No, they really didn't. But I had one particular class that I was explaining to them that I had my own exam coming up, and I'm forgetting what it was. I think it was my flight instructor one. And so I left them on a Friday saying, well, I'm going for my own test tomorrow. And they knew that I flew. And I came back on Monday morning and told them I was a flight instructor, and they all clapped for me. So
That's so cool.
It's a relationship that you build with your students.
Yes. The reason I asked is last night I was flipping channels on the TV, and I came across PBS, and it was they were focusing on British music from the 60s. And the group Procol Harum was playing, and I said to my wife, I wonder if there's some young lady or a young guy that happened to come across this like we did, and they're going, Cal, that's that old guy that lives down the block. And I had absolutely no idea, you know, that the group, they were superstars back in the 60s. And it just hit me that I wonder if you ever had any students. I went, hey, that's Granny. She's awesome.
They probably thought it, Al. I have no idea.
Oh, that's did you ever happen to have any of your students from the Robbinsdale School, the high school there, that became students learning how to fly, that you motivated them in the classroom and thought that you'd be fun to have as a teacher in the airplane?
We had a liaison officer that was part of our high school, and I taught both of his sons how to fly out at Crystal Airport.
Wow.
And yes, there. And I think one of our principal's sons, I taught how to fly as well. Huh. So, and they did teach one class of aviation in the high school at that time. And unfortunately, the one person retired. Well, they both ended up retiring because we had one at Armstrong and one at Robbinsdale. And I went to the principal saying I'd like to continue the aviation course. And it was during the time of declining enrollment and budget cuts, and he just wouldn't let me continue offering that course anymore, which I felt really bad about.
What was the name of the teacher at Robbinsdale that taught the aviation course? Do you recall?
Last name's escaping me. At Robbinsdale?
Yes. And the reason I'm asking is
at Cooper, it was Dan Daly. Kramer was at Armstrong. See, I wasn't at the Robbinsdale High School.
Okay, you were at Cooper?
Cooper, yes.
Yeah.
And Armstrong.
The reason I'm asking is years ago, I had a teacher on the show on the World of Aviation that was teaching an aviation course at one of the schools, and I was wondering if it was the same person. Because I thought, why don't high schools all over the nation have aviation classes? It still doesn't make any sense to me why it's not offered.
They should. And there are a few today who do. I know my grandson took an aviation course down in the Eagan High School as a junior a couple years back here. So it's still offered in some schools, but not all.
That just doesn't make sense to me. Barbara, we're going to take a break. Barbara Mack is our guest. She will be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame, and very well earned and deserved. That's going to be held on April 1st at the Mystic Lake Convention Center. And you can go to the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame website, mahof.org, and you can get your tickets. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, easy to get to. And by Thunderbird Aviation, with two locations, where I learned to fly, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Choose a career-specific course that enhances your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in a commercial pilot, aviation management, or the FAA-approved dispatch course. Academy College makes the college transition easy, no matter what your current circumstance. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy support. Next quarter begins April 3rd. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and executive producer of a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept called the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're 50 or older and want a bigger, better retirement, call Mitch Lyons Wealth to get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free. Plus, I'll include a copy of my book, Retirement of Steel. And I'll even pay your shipping and handling. No credit card required. Call right now. 1-800-578-3535. That's 1-800-578-3535.
If you've ever thought about becoming an airline pilot, now is the time to jump into this exciting industry. At Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. The Bachelor of Commercial Aviation program prepares you for a position with the airlines, as well as private and corporate companies. Academy College offers flexible and convenient scheduling. Flight training is conducted through Thunderbird Aviation, which has two convenient locations. Academy College offers an RATP-approved program conducted under CFR 141 regulations, which allows a pilot to be hired with 1,000 hours with a bachelor's degree or 1,250 hours with your associate's degree versus the 1,500 hours normally required. That saves you time and money without compromising the high standards set. With their connections with several airlines, Academy College will help you bridge your degree to a career as a commercial pilot. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Barbara Mack is our guest, soon to be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks on April 1st at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center. Barb, you've been involved with the General Aviation District Office in dealing with safety seminars and training sessions. And I don't know if you were involved with, I know AOPA was doing the Rusty Pilots program.
And I hadn't flown in about 8 years, and I went up to Cheyenne, Wyoming for a Rusty Pilot Seminar, and it was fantastic. Were you involved with that type of program by any chance?
No, I wasn't, Yael, but we have the Minnesota Pilots Association that meets at Buffalo every spring, and they offer a Rusty Pilots. AOP comes up and gives their presentation, and I've heard it's fantastic for people who haven't flown for a while to get them back into flying again.
You know, not only was it knocking the rust off, but the camaraderie of, here I was with there were probably 20, 25 people that were there that hadn't flown in a while, and really looking forward to getting back into it. And for myself, I'm thinking, it's been a while since I've flown, and I felt confident that once I jumped back in the airplane, I'd be fine. But there was still that tinge of uncertainty. But getting together and going through that Rusty Pilot seminar was fantastic, and that next week I started flying again. And I think if it wasn't for the Rusty Pilots program, I would have gotten back in. I just wanted to fly, get back into the plane so bad.
But don't you think a lot of it is the camaraderie that you're with people who are having the same goal as you are? Yeah. And for that reason, you get the confidence, the motivation, and you want to get back into it.
You are absolutely right. Yeah, you are so correct. Have you ever run into a pilot that doesn't enjoy sharing that with someone else, that experience?
No, I really, really haven't, because many people come back to me and tell me things they've done, and it's just fun to hear where they end up and what they're doing.
I'm sorry, go ahead, please. Here's an example of that. The last 2 weeks, I had to run out to the hangar and go in the plane and do some measuring on the instrument panel. And that particular day, I took our 4-year-old grandson, Bowen, and he'd never been out there with me. And we went in the plane, and I found myself, instead of doing the measuring that I needed to do, he's asking me, "What's this?" Pointing at, various instruments. "What's this? What's this? What's this?" So I sat there and I explained about the yoke, and I showed him how to move the yoke and look at the wings and see the ailerons move, how the rudder pedals work, and he'd look back and be able to see, the empennage, the tail of the plane, and he was just fascinated. And the next week I had to do it again, and I took our 5-year-old grandson, Jake, with me. And it was the exact same thing. I've had their brothers out in the plane with me and their moms and dads, but those little ones, I haven't had them out yet. I just wait for them, to get a little older. And it was just so much fun sharing that with these youngsters. And I told my wife, Kathy, I thought, we may have a couple of more pilots in the family here when these guys start getting older. Isn't it so much fun to pass that along to the individuals?
Because I've got 3 grandkids that since they were born, they've been up at the airport riding bikes and going out in airplane rides with me. And now one's down at Mankato getting his flight instructor certificate. So the other 2 will follow suit. But that's what the Young Eagles program is all about. Get these kids out and get them up in the air.
Yep. And Thunderbird Aviation has the Young Flyers camps that they have every summer, which is just, I just can't urge parents enough to get their 10 to 15-year-olds involved in the Young Flyers camps, the programs. That's, wow. Are you still flying your RV? Are you still flying your RV4?
I still have both the RV4 and the Mooney. So I sometimes don't get a lot of time to fly them. I'm always in somebody else's airplane. They bring their own airplanes for the flight.
Yeah.
But, I was going to say I also recommend people, and it's flying, to go out and get some glider instruction.
Yes.
Because that gives them a ton of confidence. And I find people who've been involved in gliders do very well when it comes to transitioning to airplanes. And we have an operation right over at Osceola, Wisconsin, where there's a glider club. And when, you know, whether you're at the Rusty Pilots program, you go out for glider rides, it leads to some, you meet people and you get involved in something else. And the gliders ended up taking me out to a wave camp in Colorado.
Whereabouts in Colorado?
Forest Airport.
Colorado, oh, really?
Spring.
Right. Yep, right by the Air Force Academy.
Yep, and it was, I think, a five-day course. And talk about just being in a different environment and just doing a fun thing. And they went through the training. They showed you how to use oxygen and how to dress. And when you were ready, you had to go out and solo a glider, and that's another story in itself. But I went out with an instructor for the wave. It comes on the leeward side of the mountain, and we're looking at Pikes Peak this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
They tow you through the rotor at the bottom of this, and people refer to it like stepping on an elevator, and it's quiet. You release from the tow plane, and you see the altimeter rising and rising. And I believe we got up to like 28,000 feet. They wouldn't let me take a camera because he said the lens would freeze.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's only so many, you know, it's so wide that you could soar over to one edge and you knew you fell out of the wave because all of a sudden you started descending. So you get back in the wave, go back up again, go to the other side. And the instructor says, well, let's us go back. And he says, tomorrow you can come back out here and do it solo. So, boy, I was just hyped for that. You know, overnight, the winds quit. There wasn't any wave. And I waited two more days, and I thought, I can't wait any longer. I've got to go back. So at least got to do it with an instructor. But students who have been out there in gliders do very well in airplanes.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I live in northern Colorado, about 24 miles south of the Wyoming border. And I fly off a private strip that a friend of mine has, and just to the west of his property is a glider port. And the one thing that I always say is I've never met more polite people than I have than glider pilots and their tow planes. Before I take off, when I'm heading west, I always mention that I'm taking off from Burnham International Airport. And if I'm going to, there's a practice area called the Waverly Valley Practice Area that a lot of student pilots fly over. And I always announce that I'm going to be going in there. And I primarily do it for the glider port. And it's amazing how many times they come back and say, thank you very much. We'll hold off here taking off until we see you come over. But I actually took a discovery flight on one of the gliders from that airport with a retired United Airlines pilot. And you're right. It is so much fun, and it is so quiet.
Once it you is release amazing. From the tow plane, it's like we're talking here today. And yes, everybody should experience it. And see, you want to share all this information with people.
Yeah.
And
So
I guess that's what the motivation has always been, Al.
It's
led to many different things.
Barb, the hour has flown by, and I cannot thank you enough for coming on, and really, really looking forward to meeting you on April 1st at the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame banquet when you will be inducted. And you earned it,
well,
Barb.
Thank
you. You really did.
With all your listeners, and I want to leave everybody with signing up for what the FAA safety program is, the WINGS program.
And, fantastic. Barb, I've got to interrupt you because we are out of time. Hold on. I'll talk to you off air. You've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and Thunderbird Aviation at Flying Cloud Airport and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Really didn't have nothing solid to focus me because I didn't really care because nothing cared about me. So just left me to be like just this wild man. But God's mercy opened my eyes to see that I needed to shift. Since I was going to do this thing called life now, let me take a look at God's design on it. So it just brought me to this whole nother level of living. When we do things God's way, we get God results.
Learn more at TakeChargeMinnesota.com.
Have you lost your gun rights due to an old criminal offense? Have you been denied a permit to carry or a purchase of a firearm? I'm attorney Kelly Keegan, and I can help. Schedule a free consultation at KeeganLawOffice.com. That's K-E-E-G-A-N, LawOffice.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.